Good evening. This is Carl James with Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is May 1st, 2021. Today, the Hoosiers played against the Iowa Hawkeyes and were victorious 12-6, which brings the weekend series to 1-1. And the Indiana Hoosiers are now only a half a game behind Nebraska for the lead in the Big Ten. After the game, the media, including Talking Hoosier Baseball, got to talk with two of the players, Cole Barr and Tyler Van Pelt, as well as head coach Jeff Mercer. First up was Cole Barr. His day included going 2-for-3 with 2 runs, 2 RBIs, and a walk. One of Cole's hits was a home run, and he also had a stellar play at third base in the first inning.
Can you just talk a little bit about that quite remarkable play and throw you had earlier in the game where you were kind of going backwards while you were throwing?
I mean, kind of practice the thing, kind of thing every day. I mean, just try to be athletic. I mean, I take a lot of pride in my defense, and those kind of things just happen.
Tom and then Griffin.
Well, you guys, after last night, you know, you guys went with pitching and defense, and you guys were a little shaky. And but, you know, so today you guys had to come out and kind of turn the tables. And so how much did that that big 5-run outburst in the first inning just kind of help everybody get their nerves calmed a bit and settle in?
I mean, I think it just gave us a lot of confidence going forward. It's like that ball started rolling. It's like, all right, you know, we're ready to go, you know, settle down in our at-bats and just know we can do this. And then it just went from there. I mean, scored multiple runs in several innings, and I think we were ready to go from the beginning.
Griffin and then Aaron.
Yeah, Cole, kind of a little more on that. Where were you guys mentally kind of coming today after yesterday's game and a tough game there? You made a lot of mistakes and knowing this was such an important game going into today against a high-level team.
We just had to play some better baseball. I mean, we had a few mistakes yesterday that came back by us in the butt. But, I mean, you know, I think we played just well offensively too. I mean, yesterday they had a really good starter. I think we did what we could against them. And today we just kept leaning on them and we broke out.
Cole, last year you started as kind of a lower average your freshman year. Even you were a lot of home runs with less average. This year you've got a high average and home runs leading the team now. Do you consider yourself more of a guy who likes to hit for average or for power?
You know, I try not to think about hitting for power because when you try to hit for power, that's when you don't hit the ball at all. So, you know, I'm just worried about putting barrels on the ball. And, you know, if it goes out, it goes out. But I'm just trying to get on base and then do what I can from there.
All right, last one for Cole goes to Tom.
Cole, how important do you think it is for tomorrow that you guys got into their bullpen so early and they had to use a lot of guys today? You think that might help give you guys a bit of an edge tomorrow?
I mean, for sure. They got a good starter tomorrow. I mean, I'm sure they're going to ride him as long as they can. So we got to do a good job just getting his pitch count up, you know, working as much as we can to get into that bullpen again.
And how important how important is it for you guys to actually win this series? I mean, that matters, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, this is a really big-time game. I mean, they're sitting number 4 in the Big Ten, I believe, right now. And, I mean, they're a good team. They can beat whoever. So, you know, taking down a quality team would be a really, really big win.
Next up was designated hitter Tyler Van Pelt. Tyler's been coming on really strong lately. He went 2-for-2 on the day, including 2 runs, 2 RBIs, a walk, and a double.
Tyler, can you just talk a little bit about what it's like to now be an everyday player and what do you see your role is in the team at this point?
Yeah, my role as a Hoosier has just been someone that can just consistently put their work in and do the best that they can every day, get on base, put the team in the best chance that we can have a win. So nothing's really changed in my mindset. I just continue to do the same thing every single day.
Matthew.
Hey, Tyler. First, congratulations on the win. In the second game of the Northwestern series, you went 3-for-4. But then in the next 5 games, you went 1-for-13. How does it feel to sort of have another breakout game with 2 RBIs in such an important series?
Quite honestly, I couldn't have even told you those stats before. I don't look at them. I just, like I said earlier, I just do the same thing every day. I keep every at bat I try to take, every single pitch, for what it is, and I compete, and then whatever happens from there is what happens. So,
Tom?
Tyler, today all nine of you had at least one hit, and seven of the nine of you were on base more than once. Do you is it sometimes easier when you've got all your teammates around you getting on base all the time too? Does it feel like it's kind of everybody, you know, piling on these guys?
Yeah, I think momentum definitely can play a factor. When we're just pounding baseballs and we have great base running, and it just kind of compounds, the pressure is in the air on the defense a lot of times, and sometimes the pitcher will make more mistakes and stuff if they can feel the pressure from the base runners, stuff like that. So I think it always helps to have the momentum.
Coach Mercer finally joined the conversation. He discussed the offensive progression, the struggles that the starting pitching has had so far this week, the strength of the bullpen, as well as base running.
So, Coach, this is second straight day. Your offense kind of carried the load here. And it looks like it's quite a progression happening, putting pieces together, hitting a lot of different types of pitches. What is your assessment at this point of how the offense is progressing?
Yeah, you know, I've thought for the last several weeks, to your point, that we've showed some signs of growth throughout it. And if you look at in a normal year when you're playing a normal schedule and you get a chance to play the games, this is about the time of the year when you have a chance to really settle your lineup in and spend a lot of time with guys in the midweek diagnosing. And the reality is, like, you don't know what you don't know until you begin to have experiences in real time. And then you're, like I always say, you're much more available to learn after either success or most times failure. So we're able to do a lot of those things. And to be honest with you, you know, me missing the staff missing so much time earlier in the year, really, I take personal responsibility, stunted the growth of those guys. Just the chaos that whole situation presented. So we are getting a lot better offensively, and it's beginning to show. And I think that the big part of that too is understanding as a group collectively that offense is more than just hitting. Like, it's more than just my swing. It's more than just how my swing looks. There's so much more to it. The base running, the two strike approaches, all the things that aren't sexy, that aren't fun, that don't show up. There's no Twitter highlights of a good secondary, you know, floating around the internet right now. There's no Twitter highlights of a two strike ground ball in the middle of the field with the guy on third base and one out. That's just not what's really, popularized in our game. So for those guys to be able to see what wins games and what ultimately loses games and how you lose games by not having a productive overall offense, and you're just able to really coach them and cultivate an environment where you have to have a trusting relationship between offensive members. One guy has to trust the next guy. If I'm going to have a runner on second base and nobody out, and I'm going to ground out to the right side with two strikes to advance that guy, I'm going to sacrifice my at bat. I got to trust the guy behind me is going to come up and drive him in, or my sacrifice was for nothing. And that takes time, and that takes relationships being built. So I agree with you, Carl. I see a lot of different moving pieces that are leading to those things, and just a lot of the experiences. You know, if we were in a normal season and we were, I don't know, for 25 or 26 games in, you know, we'd be probably a couple of weeks into the conference season and having had a lot of different experiences of all different styles of baseball throughout the country, and you can apply those things in your coaching points, and we're starting to have those things now.
All right, let's try Aaron and then go to Tom.
Sorry about that. My Zoom completely froze there for a minute, so I couldn't tell what was going on AB's end, so I apologize to everyone. My question is very similar to Carl's. I just wanted to ask you what the difference has been this weekend. In the past weekends, it's been your pitching's been terrific. Your hitters have struggled a little bit this weekend. You kind of flipped the script. Your hitting's been terrific against a pretty good Iowa pitching staff, but your starting pitching has really been a bit weaker and struggled. Why do you think it's been a complete reverse of what we've seen all season?
Well, I would say the offense has been much better for the last three or four weeks, going back into the Illinois series where we began to play much better offensively. And I think that, you know, We as an offense have put a lot of pressure pitches on our pitching throughout the course of the early season. And so those different pieces are going to ebb and they're going to flow. Just like when the offense was not playing as well, we didn't sit here and say, well, man, that's our offense stinks. It says, no, we didn't play well today offensively. But we have great confidence in those guys to do that. And so throughout the course of a season, you know, players are going to have good days and they're going to have bad days, and those things happen. And sometimes they happen back-to-back days. But the reality is our pitching is tremendous. You know, those guys have been outstanding. We have one of the best pitching coaches in the country, and those guys are prepared to go out every weekend and perform at a high level. And so I have great confidence. We all do that. Just because, you know, one or two days doesn't make a season as the offense, it also doesn't as far as the starting pitching. So those guys are going to keep working. They're talented. They're invested. They're prepared, and they're going to be better. I have 100% confidence in that.
Tom, and then Griffin.
Jeff, you know, we talk often, obviously, about how good this bullpen is and how they've rescued you many times. There's no question that was a rescue job today. I mean, John was really good, and I thought Ty was tremendous. You got exactly what you wanted out of him, didn't you?
Yeah, those guys are outstanding, and that really goes back to the mantra and the core philosophy of the program is you have to coach every guy. You have to coach every player. You don't know what their role is ultimately going to be. You know, a couple of years ago, Ty Bothwell was nothing of the player that he is now. But you show up and you coach him really hard every day. I can remember, you know, Coach Parker coming in and saying, I really believe in this Bothwell kid. I think he's going to have a chance to help us someday. And even though it may not be today, I think at some point in time, you know, that guy is going to help us. And you look up, today was that day, and this season is that season. And, you know, John Madunio didn't have a terrific fall. We really worked through some different mechanical stuff. He was quarantined for, you know, 6 months over on the East Coast of New Jersey area and wasn't able to get out and do his stuff. So, you know, he's gotten so much better. And you just show up and coach every player every day to the best of your abilities to give you the depth to be able to have a complete bullpen like we do. And then when you have it, then you go to it and you trust it and you put those guys in those situations. And they were terrific. They were terrific again today and have been all season and will continue to be that. But I think it goes back to that core philosophy of you just don't know who's going to end up being in the game. And you got to make sure they're all as prepared as possible. And Coach Parker and those guys do a great job with that.
I can just follow up real quick on that. How much did it help, too, in regards to being prepared for tomorrow, that you were able to get through the rest of that game with just John and Ty?
Yeah, it was huge. It was huge. We had several different conversations about a couple of different guys. We were fortunate that we were able to bridge yesterday in small segments as well, so those guys could be up for tomorrow. We got fortunate with that to have a couple really good ones left in the tank for tomorrow that haven't thrown yet, and then a couple guys that we feel like can come back from yesterday. Yeah, that was a big deal. We had a long conversation about Ty going back out for the ninth, and to your point, Tom, that was the entire part of our conversation was, do we want to save one or two of these guys for tomorrow and keep them as fresh as we can? And so Ty being able to finish that game was huge.
Griffin, and then Carl.
Yeah, Coach, you know, I think we were talking yesterday kind of about the mental aspect of this team. And I know at Ohio State, you guys kind of have a rough loss, don't play well, and that translated to the rest of the series. How much have you guys been able to kind of develop mentally and emotionally as a team that you're able to bounce back in a big way today after a rough performance yesterday?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head there. And it takes time. It takes relationships and it takes trust. We've grown in a lot of different ways. It's just failure is such a difficult thing to handle, just as success. And when you realize that failure is going to be a part of this, but it doesn't define you. Just because we lost Ohio State in the way that we did, it didn't define us and it didn't define the entire season. And being able to sit down with those guys and have conversations and say, this season is not over. Just because for momentarily we stubbed our toe, it doesn't mean that the whole season has to go away. And, you know, the reality is a couple of years ago when we won the Big Ten, we got swept at Tennessee badly. We lost at home to Kent State, to a really good Kent State team. We got our butt kicked at home, you know, by Wright State. And so you just have to keep learning. What's the lesson to learn from this and focus on the process of how can we continue to grow through it? And there's information to gather from those moments. And a big part of that is being resilient enough to handle when those bad things come your way, because they will. And you have to keep responding. So, yeah, it was a huge part. We read a lot of books as a program. We go through a lot of different lessons and talk about different pieces, try to expose them to a lot of, I'm a history guy. I love history. I told the guys this morning in our hitters meeting, you know, the great thing about learning about history and people have come before you and teams is, you know, all the mistakes that we can make, people have made them thousands of times before. we don't have to continue to make the same mistakes others have made before us. We have a chance to learn from those things. And then I think ultimately it came down, it's coming down to having a trusting relationship with the guys around you, not feeling like I have to carry the burden of this. I have to do it all myself. I have to be a hero. I have to homer here and do these things, or I have to make this great play or make this incredible pitch. It's not, it's like, it's a collective effort. And if I can just do my job, just do your job to the best of your ability, show up and do the most ordinary, basic, fundamental thing, do your job, take the pressure off of yourself of having to be a hero. And I think you're really able to settle in, but you're exactly right. It's come a long way. We've gotten a lot tougher, a lot more resilient, a lot closer as a group. I think the relationships have become a lot tighter and it begins to show on the field. And we just have to continue to rely on each other in those pieces.
All right, Carl, then we'll wrap up with Tom.
So, Coach, you mentioned base running as part of the offensive. Your guys did end up with about three base running situations that led to outs. Was that concerning, or are you just glad with the aggressive nature of what you guys are trying to accomplish?
Yeah, some of those mistakes that we've made in the last couple of days, you know, tagging up poor secondaries. You know, Cole gets picked off of first base just being too aggressive. He's trying to get too big of a jump. We'll number our jumps from 1 to 5. 5 being like a jailbreak where you're still on second base standing up. 1 is I'm out by 3 steps. We just need a 3. We need a 3 jump. And he got over aggressive there. Sometimes that happens with base runners who haven't been thrown out and feeling good. They just get a little bit aggressive. And Kip at second base just wasn't paying attention and just took a pitch off, a couple pitches off, and got popped. The guy that gets picked off trying to be aggressive and steal a base, that's a coaching point that we can correct in the moment. Cole comes over and says, man, I got too aggressive. I'm really sorry. I tried to get too big of a jump and I got popped. I apologize. You know, the careless mistakes are ones that really are frustrating. The ones where, you know, following the rules at second base where we could have gotten a lot of trouble in that first inning with Drew not waiting to see the ball caught before we advanced to third base, that really could have come back and bit us in the butt and been impactful. So, just like this morning, we watched base running videos from yesterday. We'll come back tomorrow and watch video and coach. We spend a lot of time on a ton of practice time on situational base running, a ton of time during BP, and just try to coach and teach and get him in those situations to be instinctual. And so when you have an instinctual group on the bases, you're obviously able to go, you know, first to third, second to home, first to home in some of those situations. Those are different than not following the rules or being careless and lackadaisical, not paying attention. So there are certainly different situations, and we'll treat those differently throughout. But we need to be a good base running team. We're prepared to be a good base running team. It's a core tenet of what we try to do is to be fundamental on the bases. There's no reason we shouldn't be. And so I feel very strongly that those guys can be held accountable and can be held to a high standard in the way that we run the bases.
Last one for Tom.
All right, Jeff, you got a chance to win a series now against a team with a winning record, and you got Gabe going to Hill tomorrow. Clearly been your best starting pitcher lately, but expecting big things from him, I guess, again, right?
Yeah, I think Gabe will give us a great start, and they're, you know, they're good. They're good against the sinker baller, and I think Gabe's changeup will be of vital importance for them. They're old, they're savvy, they don't span the zone, and when they swing the bat, they hit the ball. I know that sounds rather basic, but it's not, as you guys know. It's like teams that swing and miss a ton are a lot easier to get the holes, and they don't have many holes. They don't swing and miss, and they certainly simplify and put the ball in play with 2 strikes. If you put up balls in play, you got a chance to find a hole. But Gabe's been terrific. And the great thing for Gabe, you know, the benefit that Gabe has is that Gabe's got a chance to stand next to Coach Parker for 2 days as he calls pitches, as he's talking about the opponent, as he's communicating, these are the strengths, these are the weaknesses. So Gabe, in essence, is able, being on Sunday, to watch and almost kind of shadow 2 starts before he gets a chance to go out there. So he'll be prepared. He's done a great job for us. He'll be full strong with the bullpen. They got a good arm going tomorrow. I told the guys, you know, after the game today, we don't get to take any hits tomorrow, no runs. It's 0-0 against a really well-coached, well-prepared team that's, you know, very fundamentally sound. And they're coming out to win the series. They're coming to take the series. And we have to show up from the first pitch of BP with the same mindset. So, you know, that's what I'll be looking for. We'll be able to tell pretty early on if we're in the right mindset and the right mind frame to come out and take care of business here at home against a good club. I'm confident that we will, but that will be that'll be the main battle. If we're as competitive as we need to be, we got a great chance to take care of it. And if we don't, these guys are gonna kick our butt.
The Hoosiers and Hawkeyes will conclude the series with a rubber match at 12 p.m. on Sunday, May 2nd.